There was a movie star that was noted for her beauty and her wonderful hair. One of the paparazzi, wanting to make a few dollars, talked to her hairdresser and said, "For $5,000, can you give me a lock of her hair, that beautiful hair that's in all the pictures?" And the hairdresser says, "For $5,000, I can give you the whole wig." Sometimes, when we look around, everybody's life looks better than our own. Because when we look at people, we see parts of their lives. And sometimes people are even jealous of what they see. But there was a wise man who said, life is never lived in parts, it's lived in whole, the whole thing. So if you want that beautiful hair and that beautiful life, when tragedy strikes, will you be jealous of the pain? Will you accept that entire life that you wanted so badly? So life is never lived in parts. And someone else's gain is never my loss. And someone else's loss is never my gain. I am happy with the life and opportunities I am given and rejoice in what others have. There was also on television recently, I was watching a mother speak about her firstborn child and say, "Now I understand what unconditional love is. It's beautiful, but it's not quite Christian. Because the only type of love that Christ talks about is unconditional love. I love my enemies unconditionally." When Christ died for us, the scriptures tell us we were still sinners. We were not beautiful. We were not sorry. We did not say, "I love you, God." We are loved not because we are beautiful, but because God is good. And He loves us unconditionally and tells us, if you want to be like your father, do good to those who do bad to you. Imagine being in a boat and you have three holes in the boat and someone else is patching other parts of the boat. And you say, "Well, we have three holes here. We're sinking. This is where the problem is." He says, "No, but it's much easier to work here. It's drier." That's how we are sometimes. We surround ourselves with the people we love. We avoid the people that are difficult. Instead of saying, "Can I just go an inch out of my way? Make a chance to change someone's life by loving the way Christ told us to love, unconditionally." So don't wait to have your first child. Don't wait for someone to love you. But unconditional love is the only way you should be loving anyway. The final thought is this. In Les Mis, the Hollywood musical, there's a song that begins, "I dream the dream." And it ends by saying, "I had a dream my life would be so different from this life I'm living. So different now from what it seemed. My life has killed the dream I dreamed." One of the most unchristian lyrics I have ever heard. When I was taught by my mother, she said, "You are the dream, not your achievements, not what people think about you, not what you have or job you hold or how people hold you in esteem. But if you live a good life, if you follow your conscience, if you are kind to others, then you, who are the dream, will succeed. All those other achievements we want for our children, we desire for them to have that job, that security, all that stuff. But above all, as Christians, We should desire our children to become that beautiful dream that God meant them to be. People who follow their conscience, people who are good to others, and no matter what happens to them, their dream can never die because it's alive in Christ forever. And when they finish their life, no matter if they're on the cross or in a palace, they can say, I followed my conscience, I followed my God, my life has not killed my dream. I am ready to dream forever with my God. Slava Isusu Christu.